News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the only nuclear power in the European Union is considering how to protect the continent from Russia. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he'll confer with European allies on using his country's nuclear deterrent to protect Europe in the face of threats from Russia. Macron said in a TV address that Russia is a threat to France and Europe, and that he's decided to open the strategic debate on the protection of our allies on the European continent by our deterrent. Macron says France's nuclear weapons would remain in the hands of only France. A special summit begins in Brussels Thursday, in which EU leaders will address the issue of nuclear deterrence. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge is preventing the Trump administration from drastically cutting medical research funding. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After temporarily blocking the National Institutes of Health cuts last month, a federal judge is putting the cuts on hold for longer while lawsuits proceed. Scientists argue that a drastic reduction in medical research funding will endanger patients and delay new life-saving discoveries. The Trump administration has dismissed some of the funding expenses as overhead, but universities and hospitals argue they're far more critical. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance has visited the U.S.-Mexico border to showcase how arrests for illegal crossings have fallen sharply under President Trump. Vance said the improvement has occurred because Trump is demanding that all of government prioritize the immigration issue the way former President Joe Biden never did. Vance was joined by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 485 points, the NASDAQ rose 267. This is SRN News. Babies are being saved by pro-life laws.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she's not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested sex discrimination laws must be applied equally. SRN News. Wall Street rebounds in the face of the United States' possible trade war with Canada, Mexico, and China. We have a full rundown on today's market activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street after President Donald Trump pulled back on some of his tariffs. That raised hopes that the U.S. may avoid a damaging trade war. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Wednesday. The index bounced back a day after a sell-off that erased all of its Trump bump since Election Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 485 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.5%. Trump said he's granting a one-month exemption for U.S. automakers from his new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.